suspense.
Good evening.
Good evening. I received an invitation.
You are Miss Kit Baker?
Yes.
Good. If you'll give me the invitation you received, Miss Baker?
Yes. Here you are.
Thank you. Please come in.
Thank you.
I'll take you, Kurt. You'll find the others inside.
The others?
Yes.
Well, who lives here?
Don't you know?
No, the invitation merely said that there would be a cocktail party in regard to John Marshall's new play, Lucky Lady.
You'll find out all there is to know, Miss Baker, in the other room. Just go through that doorway. Please go in.
Thank you.
Well, ladies, the fourth member of our party.
And who is she?
Can't you guess that, Diane? There are four of us being considered for the lead in Lucky Lady. This is the fourth candidate for the part. As the newspapers put it, that brilliant newcomer...
Kit Baker?
Yes. Hello, Kit. John Marshall introduced us at the theater when you tried out for the part in Lucky Lady, remember?
Oh, of course. You're Sherry Williams.
That's right. This is Phyllis Conway.
Hello.
Hello, Kit.
And this is Diane Parker.
Hello.
How do you do?
You'll have to forgive Diane. She doesn't like meeting new actresses.
I don't worry about competition from new actresses, Sherry. Nor the old ones, either.
Meow.
Look, I may be one of the older actresses, but at least I can say I got there on my talents alone.
Why,
easy, girls, easy. Let's not have any hair pulling, please.
I don't like our inferences.
I could make a list of the things I don't like about you, my dear.
Oh, listen. Do your arguing at some later date, girls. First, let's try to learn what this cocktail party's all about. Kit, how much do you know?
Well, nothing. I received an invitation to come here. There was no signature or anything. Just instructions to come by myself.
And how did you get here?
Well, I took the train to Baronville and got a cab at the station. The driver seemed surprised when I gave him this address. He said he thought no one lived here.
That's what they told me in Baronville when I asked directions.
Me too. You see, Kit, the three of us drove here alone. None of us knew the others were coming.
An old house, miles off the main road. Now, why should we be invited here?
It could be somebody's idea of a joke.
Yes. And if John Marshall wasn't in Europe now, I'd say he was behind it. That butler. Maybe he can tell us what goes on.
Yes, let's see.
Yes.
Hey, Lionel, or George, or whatever you...
He's not out here.
There's no door in this hallway except the door to the room we were just in.
And the front door. Oh, he's gone out.
Which is just what I'm going to do. I don't like mysteries. Oh, a dog on the steps. Oh, and nice dog. Nice dog.
Come back here. Come back before he tears a piece off you.
Oh, he went for me. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Look.
Eh?
On this table.
An envelope.
Addressed to the four of us.
Let me see that. Dear ladies, only one of you can appear in the play Lucky Lady. The one who does will indeed be a lucky lady. Because tonight, three of you... will die.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Lucky Lady.
This is somebody's idea of a joke.
That dog out there, he's no joke.
Joke or no joke, I'm not staying here.
And how do you propose to get out?
The back way. There's a door in the other room. I'll go through the woods, walk to the highway.
And what if that dog goes after you?
But the dog's guarding the front door.
If you three stay here and keep him occupied, I can get away. All I need's a few minutes.
And what about the rest of us? How long do we stay here?
I'll go to the police as soon as I can. They'll come and get you.
That's a lot of trouble for what might only be somebody's big joke.
Oh, somehow, I don't think this is a joke, Sherry.
What else can it be?
I don't know, but that dog, he went for my throat.
Yes. Yes, he did. Diane, I've got no special love for you, but if that dog got hold of you...
Look, he won't. If you keep him occupied...
How long do you think it will take you to get to the highway?
Oh, no more than half an hour. There are houses there. I'll be able to get your telephone.
Telephone? Here's one.
Don't waste your time, dearie. I can see the cut wire from here.
I noticed that as soon as I came in. I thought it was part of the joke.
Perhaps the joke is on me.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I haven't had any experience on the professional stage, but, well, I've been told I have a good chance of getting the leading role in Lucky Lady. It could be that this little party was arranged to frighten me off.
Who told you that you had a good chance of getting the part?
John Marshall himself, just before he went to Europe.
For your information, Kit, he gave each of us the same line.
Well, I have only your word for that.
Do you honestly believe that the three of us would get together to eliminate you?
Well, why not? If you knew I was getting the part and you got rid of me, well, that would put the three of you in the running again.
Look, Kit, one of us might try to frighten you off, but not the three of us.
Speaking for myself, I have no need to try to frighten anyone. I'm quite sure I'll be given the part.
If talent counts, Diane, you haven't got a chance.
And I suppose you have the necessary talent.
Well, I've been on the stage for almost 20 years.
Almost 30 years.
I started my stage career when I was only a child.
A rather old child.
Puss, you...
Girls, girls. Well, do you still imagine, Kit, that these two could get together on anything?
Speak for yourself, Phyllis. You want that part more than anything in the world.
Yes, I admit I want it. The role of Sarah Martin in Lucky Lady is a chance of a lifetime. It's a great play, a wonderful role, but... Oh, I'm not worried. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, well, there are other parts. In the meantime, I'm doing all right with radio and television.
You're a has-been in your nose. Lucky Lady's your last chance for a comeback.
You're such a lovely girl, Diane. Why is it that no one's ever tried to strangle you?
You know, what you need is a darn good spanking.
Touch me and I'll scratch furrows in your face.
Well, Kit, do you still believe we're ganging up on you?
If she does, she's crazy. I have no need to gang up on anyone. I'll get that part. I know I'll get it.
Well, you've worked hard enough for it. That is, you've worked on John Marshall.
One of these days, Shirley Williams.
If you're thinking of a good fight, Diane, don't wait for one of these days. Come at me right now. I've handled your kind long before this and enjoyed it.
Why should I let you mark my face? I bet that's exactly what you'd like to do. You know, I'm younger and prettier than you are.
Oh, get her away from me before I do something drastic.
I think we'll do as you suggested, Diane. You will call the police and tell them about us, won't you?
Of course I will.
You'd better, my dear, or Sherry and I will both be coming after you.
All right, Diane. See if you can get out through the back of the house. If you can, we'll keep the dog occupied.
I'll shout to you when I'm ready.
Lovely girl.
I still think this may be a game of some kind.
You don't know much about people, do you, Kit?
Those arguments of yours, why they could have been just an act.
Honey, I'm a good actress, but not that good.
There's a way out. The back door isn't locked.
Well, you'd better make sure there isn't a dog out there, too. Go on, look.
All right. There's no dog.
Then get ready to run. Here we go.
I'm on my way.
Hello, fella. Oh, my, what nice big teeth you have.
Landed firmly on the second step. He wouldn't let anything get past him.
Oh, don't worry, boy. We're staying right here. Diane should be in the woods by now.
Yeah.
No! No!
That's Diane!
Please, Doc! Doc!
Diane! Diane! There was someone waiting in the woods.
The dog is coming up. Close the door.
Get in. A dog out front, and in the back, someone with a gun. There's no way out. can we do? If only a car would come along, we could shout.
Oh, that's not likely. Not along this lonely stretch of road. Well, you've been quiet, kid.
That scream. It was so real.
Oh, of course it was real.
But why? Why would anyone want to kill us?
That part in Lucky Lady. What a perfect way to get rid of the competition.
Phyllis.
Why else would anyone want to murder three of us? That butler. He could have been waiting out there with a gun. He could have been hired by one of us.
I never saw that man before in my life.
Nor have I.
One of you could be lying.
It may also be that you arranged all this.
Oh, you know me better than that.
Do I? All I really know about you, Phyllis, is that you want that part in Lucky Lady. And you want it badly. As Diane said, it's your last chance.
Doesn't the same apply to you? You're practically finished as a leading lady. I happen to know that you've been offered two character parts in the past month, and you turned them both
down. I'm not ready for character parts yet.
No? There's a mirror over there, Sherry. Look into it.
I can play that part. I know I can do it.
Oh, perhaps you can. But you and I both know how it is in the theater. When in doubt, choose the younger actress. On the other hand, you, Kit. It's not often that an unknown actress gets a chance for a big part like this. I've seen ambitious young actresses before today. Girls who hid their dirty little minds behind innocent expressions. It could be that way with you, too.
You're doing all the talking, Phyllis. But that may be just a cover-up. You may be the one who's arranged all this.
Yes, I could be. It could be any of the three of us.
In just a moment, we return to our story, Lucky Lady.
Aren't we a cozy threesome?
There's one consolation. Two of us are innocent. I wonder which of the two of you is the guilty one.
I was just thinking the same thing. And
you, Kit?
Aye. For all I know, it could be both of you.
Oh, no, my dear. The killer is playing a starring role. She wouldn't allow a co-star. It'd be too risky, anyhow.
But she has an accomplice. That's risky, too.
Accomplices can be gotten rid of.
Spoken like a woman with experience in that sort of thing.
It's all so obvious, Phyllis. Obvious enough for even you to have thought of it.
Look, we just can't sit here suspecting each other.
Oh, well, we can't just sit here. Sooner or later, something has to happen. That note in the hallway, it said that three of us were to die.
The note? I was the third one to get here. The note wasn't there when I arrived.
You, Kit. You were the last to arrive.
Yes, and you were the one who found the note.
It was there on the table in the hall.
I didn't see it.
But I tell you, it was there.
You could have put it there.
No, I didn't.
We only have your word for that.
I didn't.
Well, I have the note here. I'll read it again. It's typewritten, but there may be something in the wording that gives us a clue. Dear ladies, only one of you can appear in the play Lucky Lady. The one who does will indeed be a lucky lady. Because tonight, three of you will die.
It starts off, dear lady.
Yes, hardly the way a woman would begin a note that was meant for three other women.
John Marshall, this is just the sort of thing he'd do.
Yeah, it is.
No, I don't believe
Kit,
it.
Kit, you don't know John Marshall. He has a practical joke for every occasion.
Do you call murder a practical joke?
No,
but we're not sure it was murder. We heard Diane scream and two shots, but that could have been fake.
Yes, of course. Oh, we're being fools to let him frighten us out of our wits. Isn't it just like him? He tells us that we have a good chance of getting the part, then he arranges this.
But he went to Europe a week ago.
He could easily have flown back, if he went at all. For all we know, he may have stayed in New York getting this monumental practical joke ready.
And Diane, well, what about her?
He put her wise to it, of course.
He probably told her that she had the part, but that he wanted to have a little bit of fun.
Is this his idea of fun?
Oh, my dear, this is nothing to what he's capable of. Remember what he did to Benita Cromwell, Phyllis?
Yes. That was the dirtiest trick of all time.
During the war, Benita had just married a pilot who was sent to New Guinea. Well, John Marshall faked a War Department telegram, which said that Benita's husband had been killed in action. Benita fainted from shock, and Marshall laughed for weeks.
Oh, I just can't believe that John Marshall is like that. Why, he was wonderful when he tested me for the part.
As a writer-director, he's brilliant. As a man, he's a skunk. Oh, you're in a rotten business, Kit. It's dog-eat-dog with a stab in the back a minute.
Once again, you sound as though you're trying to talk me out of a stage career.
Well, I'll say this. If I were your age again, I certainly wouldn't go on the stage.
We're back where we started.
You still think we might be ganging up on you, eh?
Yes. I've heard that you don't like any newcomers in this profession and that you'd do almost anything to keep them out.
Mm. Well, not this time, Kit. Lord, I can't blame you for suspecting us. Until a few moments ago, I didn't know what to think myself, but now I can see that it was arranged by John Marshall with Diane's help.
And the butler?
Oh, he's probably an actor who was hired for the occasion. The dog is probably trained. Oh, I'm certainly not going to risk him taking a bite out of me.
Oh, it's Marshall, all right, Sherry. The whole thing's got his trademark on it. I'm sorry for some of the things I said about you.
Oh, forget it. Besides, I think we came out even.
We certainly did. But as for Diane, joke or no joke, I didn't appreciate some of the things she called me.
Oh, we'll both get back at her, Phyllis, later. But right now, how about a drink?
Wonderful. Where do we get one?
Here. A bottle of brandy in this cabinet. Oh, look. The real stuff.
Good. Oh, here are some glasses.
Well, my suggestion is that we sit here and enjoy ourselves until John Marshall and Diane get tired of their little joke.
That's all we can do. Pour me a drink, will you?
Coming up. How about you, Kit?
No, thank you.
Oh, cheer up. Tomorrow you'll be laughing at this.
Pardon me for not waiting. Here's luck.
I'll catch up on you in just a minute. Well, here's luck.
Sherry, no, don't drink.
Well, what is it?
My throat, the brandy, my throat.
She cushioned her fall very nicely by putting her hand out, didn't she? Hmm. Nice acting, Sherry. As for you, Phyllis, that was brilliant. But now you can get up. The joke's over.
She's not acting. She'll never act again. If you don't believe me, feel her pulse. Go on, feel it.
But there isn't any pulse.
Poison. There's quick-acting poison in that brandy.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Lucky Lady.
Then it couldn't have been arranged by John Marshall.
No.
What's behind it all?
It's just as I thought in the beginning, the process of elimination. Only one of us can play the part. Now there's just you and me.
Sherry.
You and me. Phyllis talked about ambitious young actress.
No, it's not me.
Diane wasn't a good actress, but she was fairly well known. And she's just as young and as pretty as you are. Phyllis and I, we could act rings around you. You knew you couldn't get the part, so you arranged this.
No.
It has to be you.
I didn't
you
do it.
You just sat there while I poured the brandy. You expected both Phyllis and I to drink. Then it would have been over. The part would be yours.
Yes. Yes, I offered you a drink and you refused.
But I don't drink. I never did. You. It has to be you. Well, you're not going to get me.
Don't come near me.
So that. How you'll finish me off with that bottle.
I'm only protecting myself.
Oh, you don't fool me.
And you don't fool me. You're trying to get me off my guard. Well, you won't. I'll watch every move you make.
If you come too close to me, I'll hit you with this bottle.
I'll find something that'll take care of you. This cabinet door.
The door. Sherry. Dead. The drawer. A gun rigged up inside. Fixed so that it'd fire when the drawer was opened. Oh, if I can get that gun out, I can take care of the doc. Oh. There. The gun's empty. There was only one bullet in it. First Diane, Phyllis, Sherry. Oh, what can be the answer? Wait, there's only one answer. Only one. What'll I do? I know. The brandy. If anyone's watching, they'll see me through the window. Pick up the glass, pretend to drink. Now, put the glass down behind the bottle. Wait a few seconds. Pretend to stagger. Knock the bottle and glass over. Now, fall. And wait. Someone coming. The dog was shot. I'll know soon who's behind all this. But the killer has a gun. The front door. Someone coming in.
There you are, the three of you. Worked better than I hoped. You, Phyllis, you finally drank yourself to death, just like they've been predicting. You, Sherry, you lost your nerve and your head. And you, Kit, you just couldn't take it, so you picked the quick way out. Now, sit down. I have some digging to do. I have to get rid of the car.
I'll take that gun.
Kit!
I have your gun. Don't move.
You. The poison.
I pretended to drink it. I knew you'd be waiting somewhere, watching.
You knew it was me.
It had to be you. Phyllis and Sherry are dead, but I didn't see your body. I only heard the shots and the screams.
How clever. Now see if you can guess the rest of it.
All right. The shots. They served two purposes. One, they made us think you were killed. Two, you used the gun to get rid of your accomplice, the butler.
Correct. And the dog?
He was placed on the stiff by the man who played the part of the butler. It wasn't your dog, because you had to shoot him to get past.
You're doing fine. How about this house?
Probably for sale at deceased estate. You found out about it and decided it was perfect for your little scheme.
Right, on all counts. Of course, if the poison brandy and the booby trap in the drawer hadn't worked, I'd have had to do the job myself. You see, I realized that the three of you had better chances than I for that part. Well, what now, Kit?
I'm taking you to the police.
No, you won't take me to the police. Not alive.
Stay where you are.
You'll have to shoot me. I'm walking towards you, so shoot me.
No.
I'm going to try to take that gun away from you. If you don't want me to, you have to shoot me.
And then this could all be blamed on me.
Shoot!
No.
I'm going to take that gun.
No!
You're going to the police alive, Diane, so that you can be the leading lady in a murder trial.